Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted to share this special time with you. Day by day, more and more people are awakening. This inspires them to lift their hearts and minds, which in turn raises their consciousness and allows the light of God to increase on earth. When our consciousness is raised and the light of God increases in our lives, we begin to see with new eyes and hear with new ears. This phenomenon has a wonderful effect of allowing us to clearly perceive the oneness of life and the divine truth that all life is interconnected, interrelated, and interdependent. We then know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we are all one and that there is no such thing as us and them. Today we're going to discuss the great need for humanity to heal the polarizations that are causing such pain and suffering all over the world. As you listen to our program today, know that you're joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this online broadcast with you. And together, through our collective consciousness, we are co-creating a chalice of light that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this sweet earth. We are functioning in the eternal moment of now, so whether you're tuning in with us live or you're listening to the program through our archives on-demand service, your magnificent light is being added to our unified chalice. Your love and all of your sacred gifts are being woven into this force field of light by your mighty I Am presence, your true God self. Through this unique opportunity, you will bless humanity and all life and will work together to heal the maladies manifesting in your life and on the planet. So now, as we begin this special time together, breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Feel your heart chakra opening to full breath. Now experience the infinite love of God flowing through your open heart chakra into the heart flames of every man, woman, and child on earth. Know that because we are all one, as the love of God lifts you up, all life is being lifted up with you. Remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. Today we're going to talk about healing the polarization. There's a lot of misinformation circulating about what is going to happen in 2012. Most of it is fear-based and predicting things like cataclysmic earth changes and the end of the world. In truth, we have already entered the initial impulse of this shift of the ages. We began our ascent up the spiral of evolution into the fifth dimension in November of 2003. That does not mean, however, that 2012 is not important. It is very significant. Whenever the collective consciousness of humanity is focused on a particular moment in time, we have a tremendous opportunity to co-create something together. Depending on what we are focusing on, that co-creation can be either wonderful or devastating. It is important for us to realize that whatever happens in 2012 will be the result of what you and I and every other person on this planet empowers with our thoughts, feelings, words, and actions between now and 2012. Since we have already begun our ascension into the fifth dimensional realms of God's infinite perfection, our ability to quickly manifest the archetypes for the new earth has been greatly enhanced. We need to pay attention to the negativity that is surfacing to be transmuted back into light so that we can invoke the violet flame and transmute it, But we must not stay stuck there. Once we invoke the violet flame to transmute the surfacing negativity, we need to focus our attention on what we want to co-create on this planet instead of the surfacing negativity. One of my favorite quotes from Buckminster Fuller is, quote, "In order to change something, we do not try and alter the existing model. We create a new model and make the old one obsolete." This is what we need to do with the existing systems on Earth that are not working toward the highest good for all life. For instance, the banking systems and Wall Street have proven that there is no depth of greed or corruption to which they will not sink. Instead of waiting for the people involved to change and those who are being grossly manipulated by their human egos to all of a sudden awaken, people with a higher consciousness need to create new monetary systems that will make the old ones irrelevant. Instead of waiting for the corporations who are creating the devastating pollution on the planet to all of a sudden develop a reverence for life, people with a higher consciousness need to reach up into the realms of Lumen Truth and tap into the viable solutions that are now available to all of us within the causal body of God. Our time is at hand. This is our moment. The key is that we need to face these challenges and co-create new options without falling into the consciousness of doing battle, the consciousness of us against them. There is no separation. We are all one. Because of the intensity of the challenges humanity is going through, the Company of Heaven is asking awakened lightworkers around the world to utilize the collective cup of our consciousness and the collective cup of humanity's consciousness between now and 2012 to add to the light of the world. We are being asked to co-create a force field of transfiguring divine love that will envelop the earth and all life evolving upon her. This will help shift the mass consciousness of humanity by revealing within each person's heart the oneness of all life in new and profound ways. As the infinite love of God floods into the hearts and minds of unawakened souls, they will be able to raise their heads above the chaos and confusion in their lives. Then they will remember who they are and why they are here. They will understand that they have an important purpose and reason for being, and that they are beloved children of God, powerful beyond their knowing. The truth of their oneness with all life will then be reflected in their behavior patterns. Just for a moment, go within and ask the presence of God pulsating in your heart to reveal to you what your part is in this unfolding divine plan. If you feel the heart call to participate, please join with fellow lightworkers from around the world. Weave your radiant light into the chalice of this divine mission and offer to serve as a surrogate on behalf of your sisters and brothers in the family of humanity. Prepare to release the residue of the behavior patterns that no longer serve your highest good as you pave the way for an unprecedented shift of consciousness. Every day, deliberately use your thoughts, feelings, words, and actions to add to the light of the world. You have been training for lifetimes to do this. Ask your I Am presence for guidance. Listen to your heart. Trust yourself. And remember that you are powerful beyond your knowing, and that all our Father, Mother, God have is yours. As I mentioned, day by day, more and more people are awakening This inspires them to lift their hearts and mind, which in turn raises their consciousness and allows the light of God to increase on earth. When our consciousness is raised and the light of God increases in our lives, we begin to see with new eyes and hear with new ears. This phenomenon has a wonderful effect of allowing us to clearly perceive the oneness of life and the divine truth that all life is interconnected, interrelated, and interdependent. We then know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that we are all one, and that there is no such thing as us and them. When this reality resonates in the deepest recesses of our hearts, the validity of war becomes impossible to accept. The concepts of poverty, greed, corruption, violence, the abuse of power, oppression, hatred, selfishness, prejudice, pollution, disease, ignorance, and every other reflection of our belief in duality and separation become intolerable. Often from our newly awakened state of consciousness, our reflex response is to take a stand against these negative situations and behavior patterns. Unfortunately, this just causes us to polarize ourselves against the people who are involved with these situations and these belief systems. Anytime we polarize ourselves against a person or group of people, we motivate them to fight back against us. This merely widens the abyss between us and causes further separation. We usually attempt to solve this problem by arguing our case and trying to coerce the people we are polarized again into seeing our way of thinking. We share all of our newly acquired insights and try to convince them that their way of thinking and feeling are flawed. They in turn argue from their perspective that our way of thinking is delusional and that we are being duped by unrealistic idealism. Of course, these arguments are always futile for both of us and only exacerbate our polarization. It's time for us to really grasp the fact that people do not know what they do not know. I'd like to state that again. People do not know what they do not know. When a person awakens, his or her consciousness is raised up, and their perception of reality is transformed. An awakened person literally thinks, feels, sees, and hears with greater awareness and understanding. This shift of consciousness allows the person to perceive a greater truth and to comprehend the oneness of life at a deeper level. This awakening results in an indisputable inner knowing within that person's heart and mind. Consequently, when an unawakened person tries to deny, dispute, or discredit the inner knowing of an awakened person, it is a futile effort. That effort is like a deaf and blind person trying to convince a sighted hearing person that there is no such thing as color or music. The difference in that situation is that the sighted hearing person would understand perfectly why the deaf and blind person was having trouble grasping the concept of color and music. And the sighted hearing person would not be fighting against that person. They would be responding with compassion for the deaf and blind person, and they would respond to him or her with patience, love, and understanding. Unfortunately, we cannot as easily tell if someone is awakened or not. We often make the mistake of assuming that people should know more than they do, or that they should understand more than they are capable of understanding. When we expect more from people than they are capable of, we are always disappointed and frustrated with their actions and their perception of things, which only polarizes us further. This is a very challenging time for people everywhere. It is a time when humanity is being purged, and the negative behavior patterns of our lower human egos are being pushed to the surface to be healed and transmuted into light. This is a very critical and necessary part of our transformation, and a cleansing that must occur in order for humanity to complete our ascension into the fifth dimension. This purification is happening for each of us individually and for all of us collectively. It seems as though every time we turn on the news, we see widespread reports of corporate greed, governmental corruption, atrocities of war, growth imbalances in the economic system, and myriad other things that reflect humanity's fear and belief in separation. These things have existed for a very long time, but they have not been brought to the surface and to the attention of the masses as profoundly as they are at this time. During this intense time of cleansing and awakening, people around the world are becoming vastly polarized over every conceivable aspect of life. People are becoming polarized over the wars, over the economy, taxes, health and health insurance, the justice system, politics, government, religion, education, family values, lifestyles, energy, security, business, management, labor, medicine, food, water, air, and the environment, and on ad infinitum. We have been told by the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth that humanity is now, this moment, in the midst of the greatest shift of consciousness ever known in any system of worlds. The Earth and all her life are ascending up the spiral of evolution into the fifth dimensional realms of infinite physical perfection. In order for the Earth and humanity to complete this ascension process, and for heaven on earth to become a manifest reality, we must heal the polarization. Then God's eternal peace and abundance will be the order of the new day on planet Earth. Since unawakened humanity cannot easily grasp the concept of the oneness of all life, it is up to awakened lightworkers to heal this polarization. This means you and me and every other awakened soul on Earth. This is our purpose and reason for being in embodiment at this time. And we already have everything we need within us to accomplish this mighty feat. What affects one part of life affects all life. In other words, as I am lifted up in consciousness, all life is lifted up with me. So instead of polarizing against everything we disagree with, we need to create a new reality, a reality that reflects our oneness and makes the concept of separation obsolete. We have the opportunity to assist in this endeavor daily and hourly as we take the power of our attention away from the illusion of separation and focus it on the vision of heaven on earth. When we observe something in our life or in the world that does not reflect oneness or the reverence of life, we can invoke the light of God into the situation and transmute the negativity associated with it by using the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. Then we can envision what we want to create in the place of that separation. Instead of polarizing against our government, for instance, we can invoke the I Am presences of the people who hold public office and ask them to take command of their thoughts, feelings, words, and actions. Then we can visualize the public officials striving for the highest good of all humanity. When greed, selfishness, and the gross imbalances in the distribution of wealth are brought to our attention, we can invoke the I Am presences of the people involved in these activities as well. We can envision their I Am presences taking command of their hearts and minds, and we can envision them responding with integrity, generosity, and a willingness to assist those who are less fortunate than themselves, working toward the highest good for all concerned, the oneness of life. Whatever we focus our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings on, we empower, sustain, and bring into physical form. Our thoughts and feelings are creative. We need to create the vision of what we want life on Earth to be like. And then we need to set about creating that new reality through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. In addition to empowering the vision of heaven on earth with all of our creative faculties, we have the ability to serve as surrogates on behalf of all humanity because we are one with all life. Since all life is interconnected, when we lift into a higher level of consciousness or transmute an aspect of our human consciousness that no longer serves our highest good, we also lift and transmute the collective consciousness and energies of all humanity as well. As we transmute our obsolete behavior patterns, we need to simply ask the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child to lift their consciousness and to transmute their negative behavior patterns simultaneously. The universal law is, ask and you shall receive, knock and the door will be opened. In deep gratitude for our ability to serve life on this sweet earth, let's join together now and co-create a unified force field of transfiguring divine love. This force field will be far more powerful in its impact on humanity's global consciousness than any of the other humanly generated force fields of energy perpetuating the serious problems facing us on this planet. It is a universal law that if the inner conditions or forces within humanity's global consciousness are transformed through love, the outer conditions of the world will proceed to reflect that love and the divine plan for the earth. The divine plan for the earth is a living, active, all-powerful force field that will produce perfection, if not interfered with by our human egos. In the heavenly realms, the beings of light work purely and precisely with the great forces of cause, where everything begins, knowing full well that the effects will take care of themselves. Most of us are currently trying to manage the effects in our lives, rather than focusing on the cause, which will truly change the situation from within. Trying to change things by focusing on the effects is like trying to change the reflection in the mirror without changing the object that is causing the reflection. It is a futile effort. To ensure the transformation of inner conditions for humanity and the earth, let's join together now and creative force field of transfiguring divine love. Centered within unity consciousness, right here and right now, our collective spiritual ability will empower each of us to accomplish this facet of the divine plan. Breathe in deeply and feel yourself going within to the divinity of your heart. Feel your mighty I Am presence taking full dominion of your physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Know that you are one with your I Am presence, and you are one with the mighty I Am presence of every man, woman, and child evolving on this planet, whether they are in or out of embodiment. I will state this visualization in the first person so that we will each experience it personally, but know that simultaneously, all humanity is experiencing this visualization with us. Please focus on this visualization now with the full power of your attention, knowing that you are joining in one pointed consciousness with the light workers who have joined with us today from around the world. I am my I Am presence, and I am one with the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. This aspect of my divinity has taken full dominion of my thoughts, feelings, words, and actions. Our Father, Mother, God, now expand the flame of transfiguring divine love, blazing in every person's heart flame. This magnificent expansion of light flows as one unified force, creating a tremendous magnetic heart of divine love that is now enveloping the entire planet Earth. This blazing heart of transfiguring divine love, comprised of the divinity within the heart flames of every man, woman, and child, is drawing to itself the energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure love from every ascended level of being throughout the whole of creation. This gift of divine love is flowing into our planetary cause and helps us now to manifest the perfection of oneness and reverence of all life through the hearts and minds of every man, woman, and child on earth. Our Father, Mother, God, now send forth a clarion call, and 12 magnificent solar archangels of transfiguring divine love respond. These selfless beings of light descend into the atmosphere of Earth from the electronic belt around the great, great central sun. They take their strategic positions around the planet and willingly prepare to assist in this activity of light. These selfless solar archangels are now stationed equal distance around the Earth's equator. As one unified force of transfiguring divine love, they project the light from their heart flames into the center of the Earth. As this essence divine If this essence enters the divine momentum in the heart of beloved Mother Earth, it expands out through the Earth's crystal grid system, flooding the planet with this magnificent light. the solar archangels begin conducting a symphony of love that ensouls and interpenetrates our beloved Mother Earth and all life evolving upon her. The love of the archangels expands through the fifth dimensional solar heart chakras of every person on the planet. And the I Am presence of every soul becomes a PowerPoint of light, unified in consciousness with the I Am presence of every other soul. Together, we in-breathe, assimilate, expand, and project this force field of transfiguring divine love. This sacred fire now blazes through all humanity, the elemental kingdom, the angelic kingdom, and the entire atmosphere of Earth. Through this activity of light, the I Am presence within every person becomes the open door for this resplendent light. At inner levels, every person on the planet is now experiencing this force field of transfiguring divine love. Through the I Am presence, every person is seeing the scintillating colors of love, smelling the fragrance of love, hearing the cosmic tones and moving melodies of love. Through this activity of light, we are all truly love in action. We are collectively changing the core vibration, the cause of the primal light substance, which has gone into creating the present negative conditions that are surfacing on Earth to be healed. Through the love of our Father, Mother, God, the solar archangels, and our I Am presence, we are the cause of this magnetic force field of transfiguring divine love now anchored on Earth. Together, we have set in place the basic spiritual forces of transfiguring divine love over which humanity is now ascending out of our long exile in darkness into the fifth dimensional realms of God's infinite perfection. Unified in consciousness with the kingdoms of earth and the realms of heaven, we are the open door that no one can shut. We are exploring and rediscovering the company of heaven and the divinity within every person, in which we now find complete support for the fulfillment of our divine plan. This is what our Father, Mother, God's magnetic force field of transfiguring divine love is attracting to each of us personally and to all of us collectively as we live within it. We are being raised into a profound awakening of supreme love consciousness. We are, here and now, the masters of love we were always destined to be. We now know ourselves as beings of love, accepting responsibility for loving this sweet earth and all her life free. We are one with this blessed planet, and the planet is one with us. The 12 solar archangels are now expanding their light to embrace every human being in a cosmic force field of transfiguring divine love. This force field surrounds each of us and is anchored directly within the divinity of our heart. Through this activity of light, every person's I Am Presence now affirms with a deep inner knowing. I am a planetary force field of transfiguring divine love. The love of God is now thriving on earth through me. The heart of transfiguring divine love, now enveloping the earth, is transforming the primal light substance of my four earthly bodies, as well as the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies of humanity and beloved Mother Earth. I am changing the inner condition for the entire planet, and I am setting this Earth on a new planetary course of divine love. I feel complete unity with all life, and now with every holy breath I take, I in-breathe, assimilate, expand, and project the love of God into every aspect of humanity's day-to-day functioning. I feel this force field of divine love permanently secured within my heart flame and the heart flame of all humanity. I accept that this force field of transfiguring divine love is now made manifest and forever sustained through the holy grace of God. It is done, and so it is. Beloved, I am. I now breathe in deeply and return my attention to the room. I become aware of my physical body by gently moving my fingers and my toes. As I exhale, I open my eyes and begin breathing normally. As these activities of light manifest on the planet, what should we anticipate? Even though we have already begun our ascension into the fifth dimension, humanity's focus on 2012 is opening a multidimensional doorway into the divine heart and mind of God. This is creating a moment in time when the focused attention and positive expectations of millions of people around the world have the potential of catapulting this planet and all her life forward in the light. People everywhere are becoming aware of 2012, and anticipation abounds. People are asking, what will happen? How will this personally affect my family and me? Will this event change who I am or how I live? Will it result in peace and abundance in the world? Will there be cataclysmic earth changes? Will it change the way people think and feel about each other? What will this event actually mean in the overall scheme of things for planet Earth? As usual, there is a plethora of speculation. People are predicting everything, ranging from the instant manifestation of heaven on Earth to the catastrophic end of the world. The truth is, humanity is co-creating this event, and not even our Father, Mother, God, or the Company of Heaven know exactly how the events of 2012 will physically manifest on Earth. The outcome will be determined by humanity and how we choose to use our free will and our creative faculties of thought and feeling to manifest the patterns of perfection for the new Earth. One thing is assured, however. Because of the awakening of millions of light workers, this monumental influx of light will have only positive results. The events of 2012 are being orchestrated through the unified efforts of both heaven and earth with the intent of accelerating humanity's awakening process and Earth's ascension into the fifth dimension. The important thing for humanity is to remember is that we are all sons and daughters of God, and it is our divine birthright, our responsibility, and our obligation to co-create heaven on earth in this physical reality. This is our purpose and reason for being. We are the ones who will determine the results of the incredible influx of life that will take place in 2012. In order for us to fully understand how this event will affect us personally and collectively, we must remember that we are all multidimensional beings, and we function in various dimensions of existence simultaneously. This is true even though, on a conscious level, we are usually unaware of anything but the dense physical plane. Normally, we judge everything by what we perceive to be happening in the outer world. The problem with that is that the physical plane of Earth is the most elusive and the least real of all of the dimensions we abide in. It is also the very last dimension to reflect the changes that take place in the realms of cause. Our perceptions and our interpretations of what is really going on based on what we see in the outer world are usually very distorted and many times totally inaccurate. When major events such as 2012 take place, the changes occur first and foremost in the realms of cause. Then our I Am presence assimilates the newly formed patterns of perfection and gently projects them into the threefold flame in our heart. From our threefold flame, the changes and all of the divine potential associated with them gradually reflect into our conscious mind. We then have the ability to co-create the new patterns in the world of effects by projecting them onto the physical plane through our thoughts, words, feelings, and actions. If we choose to participate in this process, the patterns become part of our new reality, and we joyously experience them as they manifest in our daily lives. This motivates us to keep on keeping on, and day by day our lives are transformed into expressions of harmony, abundance, happiness, and peace. This process takes place for every person on the planet each time changes of this nature occur in the realms of cause. But they unfold in divine timing for each person. So no two people are on the same time frame. That is why these events never result in instantaneous global transformation. Instead, they unfold gradually according to each person's divine plan and also each person's conscious participation in the process, as well as each person's willingness to be an open door through which the light of God will flow to co-create the new patterns of perfection on earth. It is important for us not to let our unrealistic expectations determine what we perceive to be the success or failure of 2012. The only things we have experienced in this lifetime that even remotely compare to this impending event are harmonic convergence, which took place August 15th through the 17th in 1987, and harmonic concordance, which took place November 28th through the 24th, November 8th through the 24th in 2003. During those events, people all over the world were expecting all sorts of miraculous changes too. When people woke up the day after the events and things seemed pretty much the same, many people lost faith and classified the events as New Age hoaxes. In reality, nothing could be farther from the truth. Harmonic convergence and harmonic concordance resulted in the greatest influxes of light the Earth had ever experienced up to that point. Harmonic convergence paved the way for Earth's ascension off of the wheel of karma back onto the spiral of evolution. It reactivated Earth's crystal grid system, which is the acupuncture meridians within the Earth, and created the environment for the activation of humanity's 12-fold fourth-dimensional solar spines. Harmonic convergence began our ascent into the fourth dimension. Harmonic concordance was the initial impulse of the shift of the ages, which began the Earth's ascension into the fifth-dimensional realms of God's infinite perfection. This shift also began the process of humanity's transformation from carbon-based beings into crystalline-based solar light beings. The light that poured into the planet during these two events awakened a full range of capacities within humanity and moved us a quantum leap forward toward the global awakening we are now experiencing. If you have any doubts about that, just observe your own growth following these two events. Look at how you matured spiritually and how your feelings, thoughts, and life have changed since 1987. Pay attention to the shift that has taken place within your thoughts and feelings since 2003. Observe how many awakened people you know now compared to the number you knew back then. Pay attention to how your own direction has changed since that time, and see how you have moved closer to the fulfillment of your divine plan, your purpose, and reason for being. 2012 has the potential to be more powerful and more life-changing than harmonic convergence or harmonic concordance. This is true because of the acceleration of time and because there are millions more people awake now than there were in 1987 and 2003. This upcoming shift will manifest much more quickly than the changes that took place after harmonic convergence or harmonic concordance. With that knowing, ask your I Am Presence and the entire company of heaven to guide you carefully, step by step, through this process so that you will be the most effective instrument of God you are capable of being during this unique opportunity. Together, we will change the world. During the time leading up to, including, and following 2012, allow your thoughts and feelings to be filled with an alertness, an enthusiasm, and a divine intelligence that is forever open and pliable. Do not allow your thinking to become stagnant or obsolete. The changes that will occur between now and 2012 will lead humanity to deep and previously unknown possibilities within the human mind. Know that your heart and mind are continual miracles of advancement and spiritual development. Stay focused on the present and celebrate your every breath, thought, word, action, and feeling. Live your visions and empower them with love and a deep reverence for life. From the consciousness of your I Am Presence, live each moment as you desire. Think of how you want the future to be and live out of that reality. Know that the future will fill your desires. You are creating this reality. You are the master of your life, right here and right now. Through our visions and spiritual desires in the present, we will co-create the future and release the shadows of the past. Our desires and visions of the new earth will bring astounding results. With courage and faith, we are going to meet these results and this future with a great destiny. With courage and faith, experience this knowing within you. Our divine purpose will be our every thought, word, and deed. We are embarking on a new day on this precious planet, and together we are co-creating heaven on earth. As you allow these words to be assimilated into your heart flame, feel the presence of God expanding in, through, and around you. Know that you are one with all life, and experience the perfection of this light as it manifests right here and right now. Moment by moment and day by day, feel yourself being lifted into the reality of this true being. And be here now. Give yourself the gift of becoming a powerful force on this planet, and you will make a positive difference. Together we will change the course of history. If you'd like to contact me or explore more information from the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth, please visit our website at www.eraofpeace.org. There you may sign up to receive our free monthly email articles that contain timely information from the beings of light. This is a critical time on Earth, and we are receiving more assistance from on high than ever before. The divine intent of these celestial sharings is to give humanity hope, encouragement, and sacred wisdom during these extraordinary times on planet Earth. We at the New Age Study of Humanity's Purpose have dedicated our lives to making the information from the beings of light available to everyone who is interested. We offer free seminars throughout the United States of America and freely share the information on a global scale through our website, through this weekly online radio program, and our free monthly email newsletter. We also have documented this information for several decades on our books, CDs, tapes, and DVDs that are available on our website as well. If you would like to sign up for our monthly email newsletter or to explore more information, again, that website address is eraofpeace.org. I want to thank you with all of my heart for sharing this special time with me today. And I want to thank you for your willingness to add to the light of the world. Be sure to tune in with us next week as we join together once again to expand our glorious chalice of light. Create a wonderful week for yourself. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.